The independent Senator Nick Xenophon is one of several crossbench MPs and senators demanding that the government release the broadband network business plan before Parliament rises at the end of next week. The organisation handed its 400-page business plan to the government last week. Senator Xenophon told Alexandra Kirk that the government was acting in poor form.
I think it's pretty poor. The government has these documents. The business plan should be released. It's in the public interest to do so. And while the issue of structural separation of Telstra and the NBN are distinct, they are parallel issues in a sense. So it's pretty poor form on the part of the government not to release this.
The government won't say when in December it'll release the business plan, just repeating the statement that the minister wants to be, quote, fully briefed on the business plan and then wants to brief his cabinet colleagues. Do you accept the reasoning behind the delay?
Look, to put it pretty inelegantly, the government is doing a pretty good job of pissing off the people that are supporters of the NBN. And I would have thought the government could do a lot better than this. I agree with some of my colleagues that the government is burning off a lot of goodwill with the way they're carrying on.
But they maintain that they need to look at the 400-page document, remove the things that might be commercial in confidence. You don't accept that it can take this long to do that?
Look, I do accept that if it happens to be something like my office where my staff are working around the clock and completely overworked, but when you've got the resources of government behind you, you'd think that they would be able to get through 400 pages with departmental help and all the advisors they have pretty quickly.
Do you believe that you have the power to force the issue, that is to force the government to release the business plan before Parliament rises at the end of next week?
Look, it's clear that the Senate does have the power to call for the production of documents. There's now a process of an information commissioner, and I think it's important that that process be tested. The easy thing to do, the right thing to do for the government, is to release a business plan which they already have, which is in the public interest to release. It's not fair to expect the Senate and to expect the Australian people to pass judgment on a $43 billion piece of information infrastructure in an information vacuum.
You'll support then a Greens motion to send it off to the Information Commissioner for adjudication?
Well, the way it works is that this will go to an Information Commissioner if the government refuses to hand up the documents. And the longer the government delays handing these documents over to the Senate, the bigger the hit to its credibility on this issue.
Why would the government want to do this, though, in your view? Have a fight with a lot of senators and maybe independents as well.
It's pretty extraordinary that they're picking a fight with people that are sympathetic to an NBN. So that's for something for the government to work out, but I would have thought it's pretty poor form on their part.
Are you tempted now to support a coalition bill to force a Productivity Commission inquiry for them to do a cost-benefit analysis of the NBN?
I've always taken the view that with a $43 billion piece of infrastructure, it's important for the Productivity Commission to look at it. But I think that the Coalition's terms of reference to the Productivity Commission are too narrow. You need to look at the social benefits involved with an NBN. You need to look at issues of regional communities missing out because of market failures in the past. And if the terms of reference were broader, if it looked at the nation-building implications of an NBN, then I think that would be a much better term of reference for the Productivity Commission.
Do you think the government understands the implications of what they're doing? That is, that they have managed to get a lot of senators offside.
Well, look, if they don't understand it today, they probably will in the next few days.
The independent Senator Nick Xenophon speaking to Alexandra Kirk.